Cuff your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how are you?
Morena, very good, thank you.
That is excellent, excellent. It's nice to see you.
Yes.
How's it going? What have we got here? You've got an exciting looking book in your hands.
I feel like what everyone needs in their life right now is a book about Auschwitz.
So oh,
that's
gosh.
What I've got for you. But I'm going to tell you why it's good and why it should be read. This is called The Escape Artist by Jonathan Friedland. What really sold me about it was that Jonathan Friedland is a journalist. He writes a weekly column for The Guardian. He does stuff for BBC Four. And he's a thriller writer. He writes under a pseudonym. I think it's Sam Bourne, his pseudonym name. And this is about a man. This book is about a man called Walter Rosenberg, who was the first person to escape from Auschwitz.
Oh, wow.
And essentially tell the world what happened. He's also known as Rudolf Werber. So he was a Slovakian Jew who ended up working on the ramps in Auschwitz. Just so cheery to read over the weekend.
Yeah, God.
And he's watching what's happening. There's been no successful escapes, and he clicks that the people who are being murdered by the Nazis they don't know what's happening to them until the last second. There's
right.
this deception until the last second. So he's like, no one knows this is happening, and I need to be the person to tell them. The ethics of him being a prisoner is he might as well be dead, you know, if he's not going to do something. So he planned the first successful escape with another man. And what he did for about a year of planning this escape was start counting. So he had this inner built record of the numbers.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so I would say about half the book is the daily life in Auschwitz, what he was seeing. He ended up in quite an interesting position that gave him a little bit of free, you know, like I'm putting
quote unquote
freedom. And I think this is what makes this book really good and really interesting of you when you think of news and how you receive information now. And a reflection on that is how we got this information out, how they got interrogated with this, and there was this report written.
Wow.
And how that report got spread out. But that took months, like they months and months and months before it felt like anything was really being done. And the getting different people to type it on different types of typewriters so they couldn't be traced.
Far out.
And taking them on trains and handing them out to get these numbers. And this was also around the time there was this sense of urgency where the Nazis were coming into Hungary, so that was when the Hungarian Jews were starting to get put on the trains. And then you have, yeah, so it's this really interesting story, of course completely true, really very, very well researched, but it reads like this pacey thriller.
That's an interesting combo to have in a writer, someone who is a journalist but also is a thriller writer. Like, you know, you don't really, I don't think there's a lot of people who have that kind of crossover of worlds there.
Yeah, I think when I look at non-fiction, kind of like wartime historical fiction, that's what I would look for in a writer. I think when you have those books like Red Notice by Bill Browder and stuff, people talk about how it reads like a thriller, and I think that's what gets you through. It gives you these nuggets, and you feel like you know the ending, but you don't. And then you even see at this time the misinformation.
Wow.
And people skewing information to maybe work in their favour or holding back this report because they've made deals for their own. Yeah, so it's like really tense, you know. Not relaxing, but I think people would really enjoy it if they like a good book. A book like this, a good non-fiction book.
Yes.
And I think you could probably think of quite a few people to give it to.
Is it written, like, how is it written? Is it written as a novel, or is it written as a non-fiction, if that makes sense as a question?
I know what,
like,
you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it in the first person? What's the style here?
It's like non-fiction, not in first person.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty standard non-fiction historical, but pacey.
Gotcha.
It's not dry. And what I had to do to like calm myself down while reading it was like pause and read and watch things about SS SS soldiers being prosecuted, like, you know, like you're reading about these horrible people and like, oh, I just need to jump ahead and like watch them, like watch them being dragged through the streets to make me feel good about it. So but I think you can see a lot of parallels and maybe perhaps history repeating itself when you look at things with what some particular sectors of people are saying about this time in history, about how like true it may be or not. And it really solidifies for me, not that I was ever thinking that it wasn't, but that the how important a time it is. Jonathan Friedland, the escape artist. And this Walter's a great character. He's young. He's like a teenager.
Far out.
19. He was 17 when he went into, he got captured. And he tried to escape quite a few times. He's definitely a cat with 9 lives.
Far out. This sounds amazing. Jonathan Friedland, the escape artist, on the shelves now?
On the shelves now. And I would say one of the best non-fiction covers I've seen in a long time.
I was just thinking that too. It doesn't look dry, which no offense to non-fiction. They just don't love a good cover. This one looks great.
Very good font. Very good font.
Very good font. Thank you, Jenna. Have a lovely morning. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly